姊妹们，姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you in the Lord.
我是 John, 这是我的妻子 Diana.
He's John, I'm his wife Diana.
今天我会用中文讲道，然后 Diana 会帮我翻译成英文。
Today he will preach in Chinese and I will help translate into English.
我们今天的经文是马太福音第六章25到34节。
Our scripture today is from Matthew chapter 6 verse 27 to 34.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？
Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barn. Yet, your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much value than they?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life?
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glories was not arrayed like one of these.
你们这小心的人呐、啊。野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢到炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, which will he not much more clothe you, oh, you of little faith?
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。
Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
For the Gentiles think after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
这是神的话。
This is God's word.
我们知道，从马太福音第五章到第七章，耶稣在山上教导他的门徒该如何生活。
We know that from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7, on the mountain, Jesus teaches his disciples how to live.
当然耶稣也是在教导我们，教导所有的基督徒该如何生活。
Of course, Jesus is also teaching us, teaching all Christians how to live.
耶稣谈论了不同的主题，包括不要发怒，不要奸淫，不要报复，不要忧虑等等。
Jesus covers various topics.Do not be angry, do not commit adultery, do not seek revenge, do not be anxious, and so on.
我们发现这里面有一个相同的关键词，那就是不要。
There is a common keyword here, do not.
不要意味着在这个堕落的世界上人人都这么做。
Do not implied in this fallen world, everyone does these things.
但是作为基督徒，我们应该不一样。
But as Christians, we should be different.
或者说，正是因为这些不一样，表明我们是基督徒。
In other words, these differences show that we are Christians.
我们今天谈论的主题是不要忧虑。
Today's topic is do not be anxious.
我选择这段经文，因为我们的牧师 Nate 告诉我，你可以选择最近对你很有帮助的一段经文来讲道。
I chose this passage because our pastor Nate told me to pick a passage that has recently helped me.
我最近因为很多事情忧虑。
I have been anxious about many things lately.
我想你们也一样。
And I'm sure you too also.
所以我选择这段经文， 让神的话来帮助我们。
So I chose this passage to let God's word help us.
今天我要讲的第一点就是人人都在忧虑。
Today the first point is everyone is anxious.
在中国有一句著名的古诗词，问君能有几多愁，恰似一江春水向东流。
In China, there is a famous ancient poem. How much sorrow do you have? It's like a river in spring flowing east.
这句话说的是人的忧愁就像江水一样奔流不息。
This means human anxiety is like a river that never stops flowing.
江水不会停止流动，人也不会停止忧愁。
Just like the river keeps moving, people keep worrying.
作为学生，我们忧虑自己的成绩，担心自己的毕业以及自己毕业以后的前程。
As students, we worry about grades, graduations, and future perspectives.
等到我们工作以后，我们又忧虑项目的进展，担心老板的考核，以及害怕失去这份工作。
When we work, we worry about project progress, performance reviews, or losing our jobs.
我们每天会为了各种各样的事情发愁，好像忧愁就是人类的天性。
We worry about all sorts of things every day, as if anxiety is human nature.
在我们公司每年都会做一个问卷调查，计算你的压力指数。
At my company, we do an annual survey to measure your stress index.
如果你的压力太高，这样不行；但是如果你的压力太低，这更不行。
Too much stress is bad. However, too little stress is even worse.
正常人怎么会没有压力呢？
How can a normal person not have stress?
正常人怎么会不发愁呢？
How can a normal person not be anxious?
人人都在忧虑。
Everyone is anxious.
传道书二章二十二到二十三节说道，人在日光之下劳碌内心，在他一切的劳碌上得着什么呢？因为他日日忧虑，他的劳苦成为烦愁，连夜间心也不安。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 22 to 23 says, What has a man from all the toil and striving of hearts with which he toils beneath the sun? For all his days are full of sorrow, and his work is vexation. Even in the night, his heart does not rest.
传道书作者观察到人在日光之下劳碌的境况。
The author of Ecclesiastes observes,that people toil under the sun.
他日日忧愁，他的劳苦成为烦愁，连夜间心里也不安。
Their work brings sorrow, and even at night, their hearts are restless.
弟兄姊妹们，我们白天工作，到了晚上需要睡觉。
Brothers and sisters, we work during the day and need to sleep at night.
然而，极度的忧虑可以让人晚上失眠。
However, extreme anxieties can cause sleepless nights.
可见忧愁的问题有多么严重。
It shows how serious the problem anxiety is.
人人都在忧虑。
Everyone is anxious.
那么人会因为什么而忧虑呢？
So, what do people worry about?
马太福音六章二十五节说道，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么。为身体忧虑，穿什么？
Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 says, Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on.
也就是说，人会为了生命，为了吃什么、穿什么而忧虑。
In other words, people worry about what to eat or what to wear.
当然，这里的吃什么、穿什么，不单指的是食物和衣服。还是形容一切物质上的需要，一切金钱上的需要。
Of course, what to eat or what to wear here does not only refer to food or clothes, but describes all material needs and all financial needs.
在马太福音十九章十六到二十二节，提到有一个少年财主问耶稣，怎么做才能得永生？
In Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 22, a rich young man asked Jesus how to gain eternal life.
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。
Jesus says, if you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven.
你还要来跟从我。
And come, follow me.
来，那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
耶稣说，你不需要地上的财宝，你来跟从我吧。
Jesus told him, you don't need treasures on the earth, come and follow me.
但是这个财主听见这话就发愁，因为他的产业有很多。
This rich man, anxious about his wealth, lives sorrowfully.
人人都在忧虑。
Everyone is anxious.
就像这位财主一样，他为了地上的财宝忧虑，不愿意追随耶稣。
Like this rich man, worrying about earthly treasures and unwilling to follow Jesus.
我要说的第二点是，基督徒不应该忧虑。
Today the second point is, Christians should not be anxious.
如果说每个人都在忧虑，
If everyone is anxious,
如果说人类的天性就是忧虑，
If anxiety is human nature,
那么基督徒忧虑有什么问题呢？
What's wrong with Christian being anxious?
如果所有人都在为了地上的财宝而忧虑，那么基督徒为了地上的财宝而忧虑有什么问题呢？
If everyone worry about earthly treasures, what's wrong with Christian doing that the same?
马太福音六章二十五节说道，
Matthew chapter 6 verse 27 says,
不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body and what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
基督徒不应该忧虑，因为不要忧虑是耶稣的教导。
Christians should not be anxious because Jesus commands us not to be.
耶稣教导他的门徒说，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么。不要为身体忧虑穿什么。
He tells his disciples not to worry about what to eat, drink, or wear.
这个世界上的人会为了吃什么而忧虑，会为了穿什么而忧虑。
People in this world worry about what to eat, what to wear.
这个世界上的人会为了这个世界上的事情而忧虑。
People in this world worry about things in this world.
但是耶稣说，你们不一样，你们是我的门徒。
But Jesus says, you are different.You are my disciples.
你们不属于这个世界。
You don't belong to this world.
你们不应该为了地上的事情而忧虑。
And you shouldn't worry about earthly things.
弟兄姊妹们，你们是天国的子民，你们应该按照天国的标准来生活。
Brothers and sisters, you are citizens of God's kingdom, and you should live by its standards.
生命不胜于饮食吗？
Is life more than food?
身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Isn't the body more than clothing?
你们的生命难道不比地上的事情更重要吗？
Isn't your life more important than earthly concerns?
基督徒不应该忧虑，因为忧虑的根源是缺乏信心。
Christians should not be anxious because anxiety stems from little faith.
马太福音六章三十节，耶稣说道：你们这小信的人呐、啊。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 30 says, Oh, you of little faith.
你们之所以忧虑，是因为你们缺少信心。
You worry because you lack faith in God.
再说一遍，你们之所以忧虑，是因为你们缺少信心。
Let's repeat it. You worry because you lack faith in God.
当我们对神缺少信心，我们就会把信心建立在别的地方。
When you don't trust God, you place your faith in other things.
我们依靠自己的能力，依靠自己的智慧，依靠自己的财富，依靠自己的关系。
We rely on our abilities, wisdom, wealth, or relationships.
然而地上的一切不过是虚假的承诺，当我们依靠这些不可靠的东西，带来的后果就是忧虑。
But these heavenly things, these earthly things are faith promises, and relying on them leads to anxieties.
但是人的忧虑有什么用呢？
But what does anxiety achieve?
马太福音六章二十七节说，你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Matthew chapter 6 verse 27 says, Which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life?
基督徒不应该忧虑，因为忧虑的后果是缺少果效。
Christians should not be anxious because anxiety bears no fruit.
马太福音十三章二十三节说道，撒在好土地上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有一百倍，有六十倍，有三十倍的。
Matthew verse 13 verse 23 says, As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the words and understands it. He indeed bears fruits and yields, in one case a hundredfold, in another 60, and in another 30.
在这里，耶稣用撒种比喻不同的人听到福音后的反应。
Jesus used a parable of sowers to describe how people respond to gospel.
对于基督徒来说，我们就是把土地撒在好，我们就是把种子撒在好土地上，基督徒的生命应该结出果子来。
For Christians, we are the seeds sown on good soil, meant to bear fruits.
然而，第二十二节说到，撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
However, in verse 22 it says, As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful.
弟兄姊妹们，基督徒的生命应该是丰盛的生命，然而忧虑会让人的生命变得贫乏。
Brothers and sisters, the Christian life should be a fruitful life, but worry will make us bear no fruit.
因为世上的思虑和钱财的迷惑，就是地里的荆棘，他们会阻止种子的成长和结果。
As the world cares and the deceitfulness of riches are thorns that choke the seed, preventing growth.
弟兄姊妹们，基督徒不应该忧虑。
Brothers and sisters, Christians should not be anxious.
我们需要倾听耶稣的教导。
We should listen to Jesus' teaching.
我们需要信靠耶稣的恩典。
Trust in His grace.
我们需要拔除心中的荆棘。
And remove the thorns from our hearts.
让自己的生命变得更加丰盛。
To live abundant lives.
第三点，基督徒不忧虑的理由。
The third point, why Christians don't need to be anxious.
现在我们知道，在这个堕落的世界里，人人都在忧虑。
We know we've been in this fallen world, everyone is anxious.
然而主耶稣教导我们说，基督徒不应该忧虑。
But Jesus teaches that Christians should not be anxious.
基督徒要从这个世界里分别出来，不和这个世界同流合污。
Christians should be set apart, not conforming to the ways of this world.
那么基督徒不忧虑的理由是什么呢？
So, why Christians don't need to be anxious?
基督徒如何能够做到不忧虑呢？
How can we avoid anxious?
马太福音六章二十六到三十节，耶稣让我们抬头看看天上的飞鸟，低头看看地上的百合花。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 26 to 30, Jesus asked us to look up at the birds.And in the sky, and look down at the lilies on the ground.
你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，何况你们呢？
He says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Will He not much more feed you?"
你们看野地里的百合花，也不劳苦，也不纺线。他今天还在，明天就丢到炉子里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin, which today are alive, tomorrow will be thrown into the oven, and yet God clothes them. Will He not much more clothe you?
所以不要为了吃什么而忧虑，神把所需的食物赐给飞鸟，何况你们呢？
Therefore, don't worry about food.God feeds the birds and won't He provide for you?
不要为了穿什么而忧虑，神把华丽的穿戴赐给百合花，何况你们呢？
Don't worry about clothing. God adorns the lilies and won't He clothe you?
弟兄姊妹们，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Brothers and sisters, your heavenly Father knows all that you need.
罗马书八章三十二节说道，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Romans chapter 8 verse 32 says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with his graciously give us all things?
神将耶稣赐给我们，将救恩赐给我们。
God gave us Jesus and salvation.
既然这样，我们还有什么可缺乏的呢？
If so, what could we possibly lack?
我们还有什么可忧虑的呢？
And why should we be anxious?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
神将万物赐给我们，这里面包含一个东西，是基督徒不需要忧虑的理由。
God provided everything, including one thing that frees Christians from anxieties.
弟兄姊妹们，我问你们一个很简单的问题。
Brothers and sisters, I ask you a simple question.
忧虑的反义词是什么？
What is the opposite of anxiety?
忧虑的反义词是什么？
What's the opposite of anxiety?
是的，忧虑的反义词是平安。
Yes, the opposite of anxiety is peace.
忧虑的反义词是平安。
The opposite of anxiety is peace.
腓立比书四章六到七节说道，
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 says,
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understandings, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
约翰福音十四章二十七节说道，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Also in John chapter 14 verse 27 says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you.Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
在这个堕落的世界里，人人都在忧虑。
In this fallen world, everyone is anxious.
来基督徒可以不忧虑。
But Christians don't need to be anxious.
因为我们知道神的供应，因为我们拥有神所赐的平安。
Because we trust in God's provisions and we have His peace.
最后我们谈谈这段经文的应用。
Finally, let's apply this message.
第一个应用是为天国的事祷告。
The first application is pray for God's kingdom.
在马太福音六章三十三节说道，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, butSeek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
这里顺序很重要。
The order here matters.
我们要先求神的国和神的义，然后我们日常所需要的一切神就会赐给我们。
Seek God's kingdom and righteousness first, and God will provide you daily needs.
在这里我们很容易搞错顺序。
Here we often got this backwards.
我们习惯为自己的需要向神祷告，甚至有时候只在自己有需要的时候才向神祷告。
We pray only for our needs or pray only when we are in need.
但耶稣说，你们要先求神的国和他的义。
But Jesus says, you should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
第二个应用是，不要为明天忧虑。
The second application is, don't worry about tomorrow.
在三十四节，耶稣说道，不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天担就够了。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 34 said, Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
我不知明天会如何，但我知谁掌管明天。
I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow.
第三个应用是将一切忧虑卸给神。
The third application is cast your anxieties on God.
在彼得前书五章七节说道，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
First Peter, chapter 5 verse 7 says, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.
基督徒要将所有的忧虑、伤心、绝望和痛苦卸给神。
Christians should cast all anxieties, sorrows, despairs, and pain onto God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要将所有的忧虑、伤心、绝望和痛苦卸给神。
Brothers and sisters, we should cast all anxieties, sorrows, despair, and pain onto God.
就像孩子愿意向自己的父母倾诉一样，神也愿意倾听我们的祷告，愿意分担我们的忧愁。
Like children confiding in his parents, God listens to our prayers and share our burdens.
如果你还不认识这一位神，如果你还不知道耶稣基督，
If you don't yet know this God, if you don't know Jesus Christ,
如果你在忧虑中挣扎，正在寻找真正的平安，
If you are struggling with anxieties and seeking true peace,
欢迎来到我们教会，我们很乐意为你介绍耶稣，我们的救主。
Come to our church and we'd like to introduce you to Jesus, our Savior.
如果你已经是基督徒，如果你还在忧虑中，
If you are Christian still wrestling with anxieties,
那么我希望今天的话语可以安慰到你。
I hope today's message comforts you.
不要忧虑，主内平安。
Don't be anxious. Peace be with you in the Lord.
不要忧虑，主内平安。
Don't be anxious. Peace with you in the Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我感谢你今天的信息。
Heavenly Father, thank you for today's message.
愿你的圣灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
帮助我们变得不一样。
Help us to be different.
有衣有食就当知足。
To be content with food and clothing.
少一些忧虑，多一些平安。
To have less anxieties and more peace.
我们祈求你在这些事情上帮助我们。
We ask for your help in these things.
奉主名求，阿们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
最后，如果你正在耶稣所教导的事情上挣扎，我鼓励你回去读这段经文，然后向神祷告。
And if you are struggling with Jesus' teaching, I encourage you to read this passage and pray by yourself.
愿圣灵帮助你，阿门。
May the Holy Spirit help you, Amen.